Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from the Sitka Studio of Dance, specifically the Fireweed Dancers, I have Ayer Christensen and Melinda McAdams. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It is that time of year where we get to see just how much talent we have, again, in this community. Specifically, this Saturday, we have the Fireweed Dancers performing their annual, showcase, if you will. And before we came on air, we were saying, Melinda, you've been doing this for
25
a good
years.
Long while. Yeah.
Yeah.
25 years. So for folks who may have heard of Sitka Studio of Dance but may not be familiar with the Fireweed Dancers, who are they? How do they vary from just the regular Sitka Studio of Dance?
Yeah, so they take class at Sitka Studio of Dance, but we offer those students a chance to audition for Fireweed Dance Theater. So if they want more dancing, we rehearse outside of class. We do a little more risky kinds of dances and more emotional dances at Fireweed Dance Theater. We do our showcase, but we try to perform other places as well. So it's just a chance to be in the public eye, which is great. It is a commitment from the dancers. You know, Ayer has put in a lot of time with us this year.
And Ayer, you were saying also that this is your fourth year as a member of the Fireweed Dancers. What was the inspiration to step out and say, I love dancing more than just what I can scratch the itch for in classes, but to jump out towards being a part of the Fireweed Dance Theater?
I think when I first started in seventh grade, it was like a chance to be with the older kids, and that was a big like step up. And then I just stuck with it because, like Melinda said, the dances can be riskier and sadder. There's definitely a draw to that. Just doing stuff that is way different than the normal is fun.
Yeah, just kind of stretch your abilities as a dancer that you might not be able to quite
For
get
sure.
to at least to the same depth, I'm imagining, as you would in class. Amazing. And so for this showcase you have coming up on Saturday, you really went ham on it.
I did.
You're saying you've got six different pieces that you're participating in.
Yeah, it's a lot, but I like it. I like being busy. Like, I'm at the studio 7 days a week.
Oh, my goodness.
But I signed up for it. I like it. And, six dances, which is more than I've ever done, but I like it. So.
And you're saying this was also this past winter is a Nutcracker year, which is big for Sitka Studio of Dance.
It
so
is.
This is a quick turnaround for your dancers.
Yeah, we just started rehearsals when school started in mid-January, and now we're going on stage. So that's either six or seven rehearsals, depending on which dance they're in, which is one of the other things about Fireweed is they learn faster. If they miss a class, they watch the video, they come in prepared. In class, you kind of have to coax people along and help everybody get ready. And here, people are really ready to go. They're super dedicated and work really hard. And so we can do it in 6 or 7 weeks, which we couldn't really do that in class.
Right. And a good thing, too. Like you said, it's 6 weeks turnaround from blank slate to performance ready.
Yeah.
And it's not only you as a choreographer,
right,
Melinda. You've got a whole troupe helping you out.
I do. We have Joe DeBell, Laura Turcott, Nancy Neal, Jamie Kirkpatrick, and Kincaid Parsons, all doing dances for the show.
And so with that, obviously each choreographer is going to have like their own kind of style, their own personality being shown in the dances. Does this mean we're also going to have different genres and just different styles of dance being shown as well?
Absolutely. I think we have a little smattering of everything. We don't have any tap in the show this year. Sometimes we do, but we don't this year. And we don't have any pointe shoes, but we have everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So there's ballet and modern and lyrical and musical theater and jazz. It's all there.
So, and Ayer, of these, I mean, you're saying with being in Fireweed, you like the fact that you have more like kind of emotional range you're able to explore. Is there a particular style of dance that you tend to lean more towards, or do you like just the variety in general?
I think I'm a pretty good musical theater and jazz dancer, and one of the dances in the show this year is The Greatest Show, by Nancy Neal. She choreographed that, and it's a musical theater number. And I feel like I'm pretty good at that one. Like, I have a fun time doing it. So
are the pieces that you are in for Saturday, are these mainly ensemble pieces? Do you have these solos or duets that are being performed?
The dances I'm in are all at least three people.
Okay.
I think the smallest one I'm in is a trio. And that's pretty good, but I like dancing with a group, so.
Yeah, I guess the energy you can share with mm-hmm. other people is pretty awesome. Do you have with your six different pieces that have memorized over the past 6 weeks, is there one that you've kind of has been your favorite? It was like, you know, the greatest show, or is there one that, I don't know, has been the one like that's stuck in your body more?
I think my favorite from this is a piece called Forget Me Not. And it's going to be performed live, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Live music.
Yeah.
By the singer, yeah.
So Zach Kirkpatrick wrote an original song, and his wife choreographed an original dance, and that's the one that Aya is talking about, and it's going to be super great to have mm-hmm. Zach on stage. We try to have live music at every show, and so Zach's been really generous with his time to do this for us.
Yeah, it's really a sadder dance, I think. Like, yeah, it's kind of a bummer of a song, but the dancing is really pretty. But I just like that it's really different, and it's kind of slower, and we get to lift someone in it, mm-hmm. so it's pretty fun.
Yeah, and sadder, but it's beautiful to be able to express that emotion that, as you're saying, you don't get to do that necessarily mm-hmm. in classes, which is what drew you into Fireweed in the first place. So to be able to do that and to share that with the community is pretty special as well. Yeah. So you have, we've got a special guest with live music with mm-hmm. Zach Kirkpatrick, mm-hmm. but you've got a couple other special guests coming into the show as well.
Yeah, we do. We have the New Archangel Dancers are going to do two dances. I was a New Archangel dancer, and we just have a nice relationship. We dance in their show. They dance in our show. It's really nice. And we have the Aurora Dance Ensemble, which is a small group. Well, it's not small. There's 11 of them. But it's a group of younger and less experienced dancers in third through sixth grade. So they had a special time to meet outside of class and learn their dance. And they're going to come and share the stage with the, the big kids.
Right.
So I think that's really exciting for them to see what could happen if they stick with it. Mm. What if they want to do six dances someday? So...
Yeah, were you a member of the Aurora Dancers before becoming Fireweed?
I was. I did it for 1 year because then we got hit with COVID, so I didn't get to after. But I remember it being really fun, and it was just a small group, but it was fun. And then I did Fireweed, and I was like, whoa! And now I get to see them, the younger girls, do it, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that is special. To be able to share the stage, and I gotta imagine, especially for the Aurora Dancers, be like, oh yeah, this is... I can be in this Fireweed dancer. I'm sharing the stage. I can do it.
We do dance in Sitka, and it's hard to find inspiration. It's not like we can go to the ballet or go to the theater and see live dancing. I mean, videos are great, but live dancing is just so much better. So I've really encouraged the rest of my students at the school to come to this show and see what the big kids are doing. Because at recital, you're focused on your own self. You don't really see too much. But at this, to be in the audience and see what the big kids, including just the third graders and up, of what they're doing, I think could be really inspirational for the younger dancers that are like, well, what am I really trying to do here? And I think it's just good to be inspired and have a goal.
Yeah, like you were saying, when you're in your own recital, you get so in your own head, worried about your own timing, your own steps, that you forget the big picture of like, oh, no, this is actually a beautiful thing we can share together. Mm-hmm. And to get inspiration from mm-hmm. that's pretty awesome. So for the Fireweed Dancers, obviously, it's not just going to be you, Ayer. We have a whole troupe. Who all is in the Fireweed Dancers that will be staying on stage?
We have middle school and high school students. We have Esme Ainsley, Ella Branch, Ayer Christensen, of course, Ella Colliver, Leah Figueroa, Ren Flowers, and Zaylin Joseph.
Excellent. So all performing. Are all students performing, half a dozen pieces?
Not at all. When we audition, we actually ask the kids how many dances they want to be in. So for the older kids like Ayer, a common answer is as many as possible. We try to you know, load them up reasonably. But some kids will say, I just want to do two, mm-hmm. or I want to do one, and that's totally fine. So people are doing exactly as much as they wanted to.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you, because, yeah, it varies, can vary year to year, or shoot, semester to semester.
Yeah, like what you have going on in the rest of your life and what your free time looks like. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So you have, you can put exactly as much energy as you can into your mm-hmm. pieces.
Yeah.
So you're not stretched thin. Yeah, that makes a big difference for everybody. No one's taxed too much. You can put in, what you need to. It shows on stage, too. Yeah. No one's getting a little raggedy. They're putting in, all the heart and soul that they want to and are able to. Oh, that's beautiful. So for the performance coming up this weekend, it is coming up, goodness, real quick, on Saturday.
Really soon.
Saturday, March 7th at the Performing Arts Center. What time is this happening, and about how long of a performance can people expect?
The doors will open at 6:30 and the curtain will open at 7. And we have two small breaks, mostly for costumes and breathing. And I think it'll be under 2 hours, more like maybe an hour and 35 or 40. So I tell the kids, you know, it's about like a movie. So,
there you go.
You know, you can do it.
Excellent. And then tickets for the performance online, fineartscamp.org, or at the door.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, thank you both, Melinda McAdams and Aya Christensen, for coming in to share about Fireweed Dance Theater and your performance coming up this Saturday, March 7th, at the Performing Arts Center. As you were saying, 6:30 for the doors, curtain at 7. Tickets online, fineartscamp.org, or at the door. I believe you say merd.
We do.
Merd. I'm learning. It's not like theater. Dancing is different.
It's different.
But merd, indeed. Yeah. And thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks. Yeah.